Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Income taxes are due today, Tony. Did you get yours in?
Tony Kornheiser, I have no income. I do this show for the people. You know that.
That's right. Gratis. Of course you do. Sure.
Right. Right.
I thought you did it for just green fees, at least. Tip the caddy.
And I only pay my taxes. I only pay in odd years, not even years.
Okay.
Why would you pay all the time? What would be the point in that? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the NBA playoff seeds are set. Auston Matthews is one goal away from 70, and Kentucky welcomes John Calipari's replacement. But we begin today with Scottie Scheffler shooting 68 yesterday, the best round of any contender, and winning his second Masters in 3 years. Scheffler never trailed yesterday, basically cruised in after birdieing 13, 14, and 16. Scheffler beat Ludvig Åberg by 4 shots and Colin Morikawa and Max Homa by 7. Wilbon, what did you think of the way Scheffler won the Masters?
Tony, this is going to sound dismissive. It is not meant to be, because Scheffler's the best player on the planet right now. But it was just sort of, okay, ho-hum. And maybe that's because I personally, and you know this, and I told you this morning on your podcast, I'm rooting for Morikawa, I'm rooting for Homa. I know them. Finau wasn't on the board late, so but those are my 3 faves, and that's who I root for every week. But Scottie Scheffler, Tony, he does everything so well. Putting's supposed to be the thing that he's just average at, but if he doesn't average on an average weekend when he's doing everything else great, and he wasn't even great with his iron play, he's going to win. He's in that spot now at number one in the world, and you mentioned some of the people who finished back. It didn't have the feel of Augusta where there's great shot-making and where there's drama. There was no drama. There was no particular great shot making, not even from Scheffler. I got bored and turned on other stuff and watched primarily NBA games while I was keeping one eye on the Masters. But it was like, all right, nice win. Second Masters, second green jacket for Scheffler. Nice job.
I'm only going to disagree with you on one thing very specifically. I thought he hit great second shots. I thought he hit spectacular second shots yesterday in particular, which led to, 6 birdies. At one point, maybe more than that. I had the feeling all day Saturday and for about the first 6-7 holes yesterday that the Masters was sort of like a NASCAR race being run under the yellow caution flag. Nobody moved up. Nobody moved down. At one point yesterday, I think I'm right about this, 4 guys were tied for the lead, I think -7.
Under,
And I'm pretty sure it was between number 8 and number 12, the only 3 people who could have pressured Scheffler, and that's Morikawa and Homa, and you love both of them, and Åberg, they each had at least 1 double bogey. So then Scheffler is standing there alone.
It's over.
And then they put the green flag down, and then Scheffler, takes off. He birdies, 13, 14, and 16 at that point. And he puts the pedal down, and I thought it was sort of masterful the way he did it. Mike, I don't know how great he is or how great he's going to be. It may be that he's on a hot streak the way that McIlroy was for a few years or Spieth was for a few years. But the way he plays now, second shots is what I'm talking about. He can be a good putter, not a great putter, because he's getting that close.
Yeah.
I only see one guy, Mike, who can really challenge him right now, and that is Rahm. Now, I want to bring this other point up, that yesterday he announced that he and his wife were expecting a first child momentarily. And he said publicly, that's going to change my priorities. So maybe this will all be different.
Maybe.
Golf, he's better than everybody. He's better.
Maybe. And he is notably a devoutly religious guy. And maybe it will change him. And look, having a child changes all of us, right? Huh? Weekend hackers, I won't mention any names, go from a 10 handicap to, 20 plus when they're just driving their kid around to basketball games. I don't want to make it personal. Beyond Scheffler.
Don't make it
We
personal.
Had several Some intriguing results. Really intriguing. Tiger made the cut but fell apart over the weekend, Saturday specifically, finishing last among those who made the weekend rounds. Rahm finished 20 back along with your boy Brooks Koepka and 58-year-old two-time champ Jose Maria Olazabal. Rory was 15 off, And the aforementioned Oberg finished second in his major's debut. Tony, your favorite secondary storyline was what?
Okay, so I'm going to leave Tiger to you because you talked about Tiger today, this morning on my podcast, and it was totally eloquent the way you described the impact he's had on your life. I'm going to concentrate on some people who we think are great players. You know, great players. And they, in a phrase I like to use, flush the mouse in the last couple of days. Right? And it's not like like they're not familiar with Augusta, because they are. So let's go from the top. Dustin Johnson, multiple major winner, does not make the cut. Jordan Spieth, multiple major winner, does not make the cut. Justin Thomas, multiple major winner, doesn't make the cut. Wyndham Clark, defending U.S. Open, doesn't make the cut. Brian Harman, defending British Open winner, doesn't make the cut. John Rahm, defending Masters winner, multiple major winner, does nothing, plus nine. Brooks Koepka, defending PGA champion, five-time major winner, does nothing, plus nine. Rory McIlroy, four times a major winner, plus four, nothing. I don't know if there's enough information to make a diagnosis here. But what if these guys aren't great in the next year? Then who's going to beat Scottie Scheffler? Who exactly?
Somebody. Somebody that we don't even know about yet, Tony. But who's not going to beat him is Tiger Woods. And I think for me this weekend, I gave up the Tiger watch. I let go of the rope. And this is important for me. It's kind of emotional because Tiger Woods didn't just change what I do professionally. He changed my life. And I mean in a very specific way. I became golf obsessed. Golf wasn't on the menu for me and people who looked like me, mostly on the south side of Chicago or a lot of places. And I'm thinking about the guys on my text group, and you know all of them. They are black men mostly in their 60s now, we are. And Tiger Woods made us obsessively follow, play, pursue, change our lives as it regarded golf. It changed where we lived. It changed our vacations. It changes our friends. It changes our sporting passions. And for me, this is like the end of Ali. And when, you know, when Ali fought Trevor Burbick and you got to go, okay, I got to let this go now. When Jordan put the Wizards uniform on, I said, okay, I got to let this go now. I do mean, I'm talking about that level. It's okay. Tiger gave us everything for a long time. I wish he had better judgment in certain parts because I think he could have won five more majors. But nonetheless, Tiger Woods changed the way a lot of us view sports entirely. I'm one of them. I know. And so this weekend, Tom, when he was blowing up and I watched it all, I just said, okay, that's it. I'm done now. Tiger gave us everything, and it's time to move on. And I hope that nobody's going to be Tiger. No one in my lifetime is going to be Tiger. It's like no one in my lifetime, sorry, LeBron, is going to be Jordan. No one in my lifetime, sorry, Mike Tyson, is going to be Ali. No one. That's it. Right. And so, that sort of moved me.
I get it. I totally get it. We move now to the NBA, where the playoffs are set after a hectic day yesterday where all 30 teams played and 15 of the 20 seedings were decided. Oklahoma City is number one in the West, narrowly over Denver and Minnesota. Philadelphia did not get out of the play-in in the East, and Milwaukee continued its woeful skid. Wilbon, which team's storyline are you most focused on?
Tony, I don't even know that I can narrow this down because you and I talked about this a little bit this morning, and I was thinking about it driving in here, and there's so many. Like, I'm really intrigued by Minnesota. Like, has Minnesota had enough heartbreak? And I love Anthony Edwards, as you know, but have they had enough heartbreak to make a long run in the NBA playoffs? Wait a minute, they get Phoenix in the first round. The Suns just seem to check into the season in the last week or two, and now they seem to have some bite, but they play each other. Oklahoma City, which had just a wonderful regular season. Tony, I don't believe any teams just pop up anymore without heartbreak. I mean, serious, crushing heartbreak. And they're going to get, they could be beaten, eliminated by Golden State in the first round as the one seed, by the Lakers in the first round, even though they're the one seed. So there's so many out there. And I'm Oklahoma City and Minnesota, I'm sort of fixated on them because they're the future of the NBA.
Yeah.
They're not going to get heartbreak forever. They're going to beat some people maybe this year. But even with all the vets out there and LeBron and Steph and all that stuff I want to see, I'm wondering about some people like Oklahoma and Minnesota, the future of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you know me a long time, and you know I'm a creature of habit, and you've heard me say many times, I'm a show monkey on this television show, so here I go. You can't possibly expect me to have talked every day for 6 months about the Lakers and the Warriors and not be fixated on them now that the play-in is going to happen, you know, in hours. And I will admit to you, I was thrilled that they don't play each other in the first game, because that means there is the possibility that both could get into the main draw.
Yes.
And one will not automatically be eliminated. And if you're going to ask me to watch the playoffs, then at least let me watch LeBron and Steph Curry, because they are my favorite players, along with everybody else in America who's been around for a while, and watch them play. I am interested as well, very much so actually, in Philadelphia and Miami in a play-in game.
Yes.
Because it's hard for me to imagine, Mike, that Jimmy Butler, who I have watched play so great in the playoffs for years, not just once, for years in the playoffs, that he would be out, you know, before the main draw. I mean, I say all the time that Miami's better than its record. Well, now there's a chance that they can prove it. And I think you and I both feel the same way. You love Doc Rivers. I don't know him as well as you do. It's a disaster. It's 17-19 and 3-7 in their last 10. And I think they're lucky to get Indiana, you know, as opposed to some other team. But Indiana's owned them this year, 4-1 against them.
Indiana's played well against them, yeah. Wait a minute, you didn't mention the Knicks. Come on now.
No, I didn't. I deliberately didn't. I just didn't. Let's take a break. Coming up, Auston Matthews is one goal away from 70. So why does his coach sound irritated exactly?
And how long will the honeymoon last for Kentucky's new head coach? Not long. Was it Jerry Glanville NFL stands for not for long?
Not for long, yeah.
That's one of the great lines ever
PGA,
by a coach
PGA
into a microphone.
Tour had a better week than the Saudi Tour. PGA Tour had a better week. They did.
Yeah, nobody.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Time to find out what's popping with the populace. Let me see what's first. Let's dig one of these out. Do you understand why Maple Leafs coach Sheldon Keefe seems irritated by Auston Matthews' drive for 70 goals?
Tony, I do, because he has a goal in that game fairly early in that game as he's pursuing the record to get to 69 and 7. And they lose the game, Tony, and he calls it a major distraction. That's the phrase. And I don't want to be a killjoy, but I'm going to agree with him, and here's why. Toronto is now the Boston Red Sox of the NHL. They're the Cubs. It's time to win. And they get close. They can't get distracted. It's like the Cubs with Sammy Sosa. You know, something like that anyway, that the personal record is one thing. And if you spend any time in Toronto, and I have over the past 10 years, and you see how much the fans wanted to the point where they made a left turn. They start following the basketball team, the Raptors, and said, enough, we are too heartbroken. I understand why a major distraction for that franchise is not what you want.
I get that. I get exactly what he's talking about. He has the worldview of a coach. He has prioritized a team goal over an individual goal. I understand that. I have the worldview of a sports writer. My view is different. I want to see 70. Only 8 guys in the history of the NHL have gone 70 or more. Okay, the last time it happened was 1993. That's 31 years ago. If Auston Matthews were to get 70, he'd be an immortal in the league. I get it with the coach. I don't agree with you only because I wanted to see the 70 because I'm a sports writer. That's simple
Last
as that.
Two games,
I get
got two
it.
Games left. I hope he gets it, Tony, yep. But I want to see Toronto win. I do.
How long should Mark Pope count on the support of Kentucky fans?
Until he loses one game. One game. Is Mark Pope coming out to more than 10,000 fans? Mark Pope was part of, you know, he's showing that jersey off. He was part of that 96 team with Rick Pitino. He was part of the team, Tony, to help restore Kentucky basketball after the death penalty. But he doesn't get long. I don't care who you are. You don't get long there. They'll celebrate you 1 minute, and they will just take you out the next. There's no fan base. I don't care what social media they go to or who they flood with calls. There's no fan base more delusional and arrogant than Kentucky basketball. Nobody. And, Tony, I understand how they got there because they got a product that's great. Other than UCLA, it's right up there with Duke and Kansas and whatever blue bloods. But you know what? It's over for that. And Mark Pope is going to find out how those fans will turn on him, too.
I think it's great that he's a Kentucky grad. I think it's great he's part of a championship there. I think the era of good feeling there will last 2 years if he doesn't make the NCAAs.
2 years?
I would say to you that Kenny Payne has a similar resume. He's out at Louisville. You talk about delusional fan bases. You always said the more delusional fan base was Nebraska football. Scott Frost, he's got a similar resume. He's out. They were so happy to get Scott Frost. He was on a national championship team. Then I think he was 16-31. And they said, get out as quickly as you can. The Clyde Drexler at Houston, Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, Juwan Howard at Michigan. You got
to
win.
It's hard.
It doesn't
hard
matter what
home.
You did there. Hard you got
to
go. Win. Enough female.
Worse. Kentucky's worse.
Maybe.
They'll get rid of him
Let's
after
take
2 weeks.
One last
they
break.
Give it in 2 years.
Still to come, Wilbon's Arizona Coyotes appear ready to bolt town. What's up?
I want them out tomorrow. Intentionally missing a free throw so fans can get free chicken. Fair or foul? See what we did there. Tony, it's very local. Very local for me with foul. The Coyotes. I'll explain.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Happy time, people. Happy 68th birthday, Michael Cooper. Cooper was just elected to the Hall of Fame. Larry Bird once said Cooper was the best defensive player he ever faced, and the Lakers and Celtics faced each other about 10,000 times. Cooper was named to the NBA's all-defensive team 8 times, 5 times on the first team. Cooper has 5 championship rings from his days with the Lakers. Cooper has a varied and extensive coaching career. He won 2 WNBA championships with the Los Angeles Sparks. He won a D-League championship in 2006 with the Albuquerque Thunderbirds. He's coached high school at Culver City, coaching the NBA as an assistant and interim head coach for 14 games with the Denver Nuggets, and he's now assisting at Cal State Los Angeles.
Tony, maybe somebody in the NBA should have given Michael Cooper a longer look. I mean, you got that resume out there. You know how he played on great teams. It was a great role player and understood his role always on great teams. Why had a longer look as a head coach? I don't know. Maybe it's not even too late for that.
Happy anniversary, Chad Pennington. On this day, 24 years ago, the Marshall quarterback was the first quarterback taken in the draft at number 18 by the New York Jets. Following Pennington were these quarterback selections: Giovanni Carmazzi, Chris Redmond, T. Martin, Mark Bulger, and Spurgeon Winn. None of them, including Pennington, did very much. Bulger, who was picked 168th, was the only one making it to a Pro Bowl, which he did twice. Of course, the seventh quarterback drafted that year, the 199th pick, made 15 Pro Bowls. He won seven Super Bowls, three MVPs, and five Super Bowl MVPs. Goes by the name of Brady. Perhaps you've heard of him.
Tony, 77 years ago today, Jackie Robinson made his debut in Major League Baseball, changing baseball, changing sport, and changing America. I just worry that there are fewer and fewer people who are with us, who are around to remember it firsthand. Worry about that, but it's 77 years ago today.
Happy trails to Arizona for the Coyotes. The Arizona Coyotes have told their players they're leaving Phoenix and heading to Salt Lake City, where they will be owned by the same people who own the Utah Jazz. The sale and move of this team comes after years of struggles to find a suitable arena. The Coyotes now play in a 5,000-seat rink on the Arizona State campus. So the Coyotes will move to a cold weather city, and the possibility of a new arena if Salt Lake City lands the 2034 Winter Olympics. Next up will be a new name. Suggestions include Golden Eagles, Blizzard, Yeti, and Hive, Swarm, and Stingers. Homages to Utah being called the Beehive State. Wilbon, what happened with your Coyotes?
They can't leave fast enough, Tony, because they were looking at eyeing a plot of land like 8 minutes from my home in Scottsdale, which means like all the concert dates and hockey dates, more than 50 a year. You got 20,000 people in cars and traffic in the neighborhood. Sorry, I love hockey. I don't love it that much to have it that close to my house. Tony, we also want to note the passing of former Major League pitcher Kenny Holtzman, who died today at the age of 78. Holtzman played most notably for the A's, where he won three World Series, and the Cubbies, my Cubbies, where he threw two no-nos and one of my favorites as a kid.
All right, let's go to the big finish if we can. In two
let's
starts for the Giants, Blake Snell is 0-2 with a 12.86 ERA. Cause for concern?
I'm sure the club does. I can't have concern for any baseball, anything in April. Sorry. Braves ace Spencer Strider had internal brace surgery in his pitching elbow, out for the season. You're disappointed, aren't you?
Of course you're disappointed. He's out for the entire season. Come on. The Mets retired Dwight Gooden's number 16. Your reaction?
It took too long. I know there were issues off the field. It took too long. Dwight Gooden. Boban appeared to, I'm sure he intentionally missed a free throw, so Clippers fans can win free chicken. You okay with that?
Yeah, free chicken is good. Send me a big box of free chicken. I'll be happy. Last one, WNBA draft is tonight. Are you intrigued?
Of course. Caitlin Clark scored once. I'm not intrigued with that. I'm intrigued with who is going to be drafted by the team in Chicago, 184 miles northwest of Indianapolis. Who's going to be chosen by the Sky? That's what I'm intrigued by.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Got the third pick, Tony. Maybe Cardoso. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, your Sports Center.